there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello. What a start.
How are we?
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Yeah?
How's thing?
You sound well fucked off.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't really care.
What about?
Anything. About other people's opinions on football, about anything. That's it. That's all I've got to say. That's the end of the pod.
Right. Pardon my glasses, by the way. I haven't got...
happened? How did that happen?
I don't know, actually.
You don't know how your glasses snapped? What, were they on your face when they snapped, or were
No, they're my spare pair, but they're... Right, what's going on, John?
What do you mean?
Well, it feels like this week has really affected you.
Not at all. I'm the same as I was at the start. Still under the impression that we'll be all right, we'll be fine. Just maybe other people...
Who?
...don't think that. I don't know, I'm not going to name names.
Who?
Maybe yourself.
Me?
Yeah.
And did that upset you yesterday?
No. But... I don't know... Yeah, no. I don't know...
Because you sent me a WhatsApp saying, fucking hell, this is shit.
Yeah. Well, no.
And I basically went, yeah.
No, you sent me a WhatsApp saying, the football is shit. In which I replied to, oh dear, you've...
Hang on a minute, I don't think misquoted it. Hang on a minute.
No, I've got the... Would you like me to quote it? I've got it here. I mean, we can start with the... We're going down. It was the first text that we received. After the game.
Yeah. Sorry about my glasses.
Oh, God. Have you been slapped?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. The arm's gone.
That isn't going to...
These are basically my real ones. Well, the ones I normally use are upstairs, but Storm Isha is blowing a gale out there, or whatever her name is. So
you can't leave... Your shed or whatever, your office.
I just can't be asked to
right,
go.
Right.
So I thought you guys will.
I don't like it.
If you can do the pink lippy, I can do the...
Does it seem like we're trying to do some visual gags?
Oh, no. No. There.
Perfect.
There you go. It'll tip. They'll tip.
So they do. Yes, they're already starting to tip. I wonder if I'd have said anything. I probably would have been too polite, I think. It weirdly, it's like an optical illusion. It makes your eyes look like one's higher than the other. How are you feeling, John?
Fine.
Elephant in the room.
Well, we were just talking about that. I feel like
there's not
I
really
pissed
an elephant
you off
in the room.
Yesterday, John.
No. Nothing you'd ever say pissed me off. It's just, if that's how you feel, that's fine. I just disagree. I mean, you know, we're
Do you want to know how I feel? How I felt?
I know how you feel. You texted it yesterday.
Yeah, but...
In a bit more detail?
Yeah.
Is this for the audience, or are you trying to convince me into your way of thinking? Or how you feel?
What?
Not everyone's got a motive, John. Some people just want to say how they feel, all right?
Go on. You go ahead, young man.
Thank you.
How do I feel about fucking glazed glasses? No one's going to take me seriously.
No. How do you feel?
How do I feel? Yesterday, right, how do I feel? Yesterday was so boring. Mm. I was so bored. That's the first one. The first half. And then I thought, I think I can guess how every game's going to go with us. Mm. So there's that.
Which is?
First 10 minutes, out the gates, nice. Mm. Nice bit of energy. Might get whipped two or three balls in. No one really there at that, but you know, we're looking like hello. I nearly turned around to my neighbour and went, "We're getting four today."
And then
the opposition grow into the game, and then it's like, oh, okay. Then we feel really toothless. Second half, we come out again.
Okay,
we come out again. The opposition drop back. They don't really care. They're just defending. We go on the attack. We didn't create... I don't think we hardly created anything yesterday. Mm. In fact, Sinisala pulled off an absolute blinder. If he hadn't done that, we would have lost. Obviously, their goalie did as well.
Okay.
But yesterday felt so toothless to me. I was like, oh, man.
Well...
That's how I felt. So I left going, oh, for fuck's sake!
Anything else?
But I thought, defensively, super...
Oh, that was a real...
Super.
Not toothless, then.
No, up front we were.
Okay. Half the team you're happy with?
Half the team. Loved it. Jules, I thought, looked wonderful at the back. Nice touch, control of the ball.
Mm. He is a professional footballer, so you would expect him to have a nice touch and control of the ball.
He's having a go at me.
I know. Let's just... I feel like I've got to mediate this, so it's going to be a fight.
I'm not frustrated.
Well, that's not true.
But I'm not. I watched the game yesterday. I know my opinions on it.
I thought he looked really good at the back, Zach Jules, and we had a lot more control out of the back. In fact, he was pushing into midfield. Lovely. Creating some attacks.
Mm.
So I thought, although he is a... I feel really uncomfortable here.
Yeah, it's tense.
What is going on? Why is it so tense?
You shouldn't feel tense. I'm just listening. You can make it as tense or as least tense as you like.
Fucking hell. Okay, come on.
And so I thought defensively, I thought we were really sound.
Mm-hmm.
Up front, I was really frustrated with it.
Did you say anything? Did you shout anything?
No.
Did you go?
No. I was looking around at one bloke with a woolly hat shouting, and he was going, ah, and then he'd say something, stop, look at his mate, smile, and his mate gave him like an awkward, cringy grin as if to say, please stop doing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Ah!
Did you do this at any point? Oh, fucking shit. Under your breath. Shit.
No, I definitely went, oh, just cross the ball in there just once.
That loud?
I'll tell you what I did. Please don't pass it back. Please don't pass it back. I did that, I did that a couple of times.
Nice.
Please don't turn around and pass it back. I did that a couple of times.
Loud or in your head?
Oh, please don't pass it. Turn around and pass it back.
Okay, you whispered
that,
it. You
sort
whispered.
Of that volume. Yeah. Enough for... the odd person.
The people around you to go, this guy knows what he's talking about.
There's just a couple of moments where there's space to sort of drive into.
And they're cowardly.
Feels, whether it's cowardly or confidence, don't know. Mm. Don't know what it is, but you're like, oh, please don't pass it, turn around and pass it back.
It's quite sad.
It did feel sad.
It feels quite desperate.
Yeah.
Please don't pass it back, sir.
Please don't pass... In fact...
It's getting higher every time.
Please don't pass it back.
Hey, that's... There we go. Now we're cooking.
Please don't pass it back. Please don't pass it back.
John, David said this in the chat. You were furious.
In fact, you likened me to the ex-Webbers.
You said, David, that the pods just become the same as ex-Web.
The pod will turn into the same as ex-Web with that opinion. So, no.
So don't have that opinion.
If you think we're
shit. I sort of have a memory of you, John, being the negative one about the team. And I was always, no, come on. And now it's sort of...
not negative, just real. When we were flying, I said, we won't, that's not going to be like this all the time. Evidently, it hasn't been.
Fucking hell, this is so tense.
And that's really upset you, John. And you can...
No, it's not, it hasn't upset me. It hasn't, because it is like I can just forget. I can forget about it, just go for a pint, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But it's just, I just don't agree with it. That's it. That's end of discussion.
You're seething.
I'm genuinely not. You're seething. You can ask anybody. It hasn't even crossed my mind.
I said we're going down in a, what do you call it? What's the word?
An outburst?
Yeah, in a post-match outburst with a cheeky grin on my face and a cheeky smile.
Maybe you should have put an emoji.
I'll put an emoji in. I didn't think that was going to cause so much tension. I looked at the league. I was like, fucking hell. If Cheltenham win their games and blah, 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 we are in the bottom three.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any tension. I think if you keep saying, if you say something enough times, I think it will happen. But, you know, if you say it's tense, and you can make it seem however you want, but from my end there's absolutely no animosity. I just, like I said to you, I disagreed with what you said. I don't think we're going to go down.
So you're what did you think of the game yesterday?
Played a team in form with nice budget, good players, used that budget quite well in terms of where they are geographically. They can attract some really nice players which we can't, like for example Lyle Taylor would never come to Exeter because he only wants to play in and around London and maybe in the Midlands somewhere, sort of closer to home, would never come to Exeter. So they have the luxury of that.
It's a good point. It's a really good point.
Good manager, really good manager. Was unlucky to be sacked by a team in League Two that have just got more money than sense. So, yeah, I thought it was a good... we should be winning at home. I thought we did enough to... could have won the game. Just like they could have won the game. I mean, you know, their keeper pulled off a worldy save in the last minute of the game.
So did Sinisala.
Yeah. Okay, so either team could have won.
Okay.
So it finished 0-0. On paper, I was very surprised with the negativity. I haven't watched the game, nor bothered to watch the highlights.
Wow.
So really, I don't have a right to be saying anything. On paper, I was like, you just lost to them. It's a step in the right direction.
I mean, that seems like the sensible way to look at it. Yeah, less than, 3 weeks ago, just before Christmas, we got played off the park by them. And then yesterday, or whenever it was, we gave them a good game and could have. Maybe didn't deserve it, but could have won the game.
Is the frustration that it was a very winnable game and the team didn't put in the necessary effort?
Oh, no, they definitely put the effort in.
Yeah, I think effort's the wrong word.
Well, so the frustration is that, again, it's
0-0. Biting wind. Two shots on target.
That's crap at home. John.
No, there was two shots on target in the whole game from both sides.
That's fucking hell.
Not just two shots on target from us. But what, like, I don't understand what, like, this, I just don't get, like, oh, what, you should have more shots on target at home or not? What if we're playing Real Madrid, would you expect us to have more shots on target than them at home?
Why is there so much tension? Like, when you've come onto the pod before after, whether it be a 4-0 or whatever, and you've said, oh, that was bad, and we just accept each other's opinion.
We are accepting the opinion. I'm putting mine across.
Am I reading this wrong then?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't understand what the problem is. You said what you thought of the game. I'm saying what I think of the game.
Okay.
What's your Real Madrid point, John? Because that sounded stupid.
No, your argument is that you should have more shots on target because you should be like, you know, if you play a better team than you at home, it's okay to not.
Yeah, but with the atmosphere at the ground, the big bank, you'd like to think that maybe you'd have, yeah, you know. That's, yeah, why, you know, there is, I do believe in the home advantage. Call me a,
yeah, I mean, call me a, so do I, but I don't, but like, if, you know. So would you, like, I don't understand, would you have a shot on target because it's 30 yards out? Or what, like, is that?
Just more attempts at goal when you're at home to a beatable side.
Yeah, I guess I understand that, yeah. You'd expect there to be, I guess.
Exactly, yeah, you'd expect.
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came off the back of a difficult result at Blackpool. Yeah, was an extremely winnable game and we didn't win. But I don't think, I mean...
Tell us how you feel, John.
I don't think we were that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't that bad. It's just... It wasn't. I just left going, fucking hell.
Both the sides on the pitch yesterday shouldn't get relegated. There we are.
Okay, right. We're gonna have to sort this, aren't we?
In the edit.
What else do you want me to say?
You're not your normal self.
Yeah, it's eerie.
I am my normal self.
You're not, because when you came in, when you came on the pod, you went, ugh. All right, yeah.
No, I yawned. I yawned because I just had a nap, because I played football this morning.
How'd it go?
Lost 4-2, scored both goals for our team. And the referee sent one of our players off for a ridiculous challenge. Mm. Was never a red.
Good goals?
First one was. Read the bounce of the ball better than the defender, beat him to the ball, then just hit it early under the keeper.
Celebrate.
3-1, you're back in the game.
Knee slide.
Horrible. No, what? 3-1 down? What do you take me for? And then, like, a couple of minutes after that, I missed a pretty big chance. Cut onto my right, got blocked by some guy sliding in to make it 3-2. And then, like, 5 minutes after that, again, scored.
Okay, that sounds like a lovely morning.
I play one of my mates got sent off and then got knocked out of the cup, quarter final, whatever it was. Pretty gutting. Shouldn't have lost. They were shit. Just a load of.
You feel like you've had a lot go against you football wise these past couple of days.
No, it was actually quite refreshing to play football this morning. I can't stress to you how much I have not thought about football this weekend, like, at all. I mean. I spent like the entire day in A&E on Friday night into Saturday. So I came home, slept. I got back in at like 11 o'clock in the morning, slept till 3, watched the game, then went back to bed again. Then woke up and played soccer this morning.
Oh, John.
Hey, yeah.
You guys saying this makes people worry on social media that I saw people going, oh God, someone needs to put their arm around me. No, I think we're all right, boys.
That's how I'm feeling right now. I wish I could just reach through that screen and just grab you and just go, it's going to be all right, mate.
There ain't nothing an arm around a shoulder is going to do. Just got to start picking up some results on the Exeter City front and that'll do it. That'll be all right. I'm going to the game on Tuesday. I'm working on the radio, so.
God.
That'd be an interesting listen for all the.
yeah. Was David's negativity? This is how I'm seeing it, John. This pod, me and David, we're the only ones you feel like, you know, we're on your side, we're positive, and you were like, God, even them. Well, not them. I don't care.
Have you been let down by my...
I feel like you feel a bit let down and you're like, well...
No, yeah. I'm worried that, like, yesterday was the point that you thought that, because I didn't think we were, like, horrific. I thought we were just okay. Average.
The straw that broke the camel's back, maybe?
Yeah, I guess I'm just concerned that this is going to turn into like moaning every week, and that's just crap, isn't it? Who wants to come on and moan about football for like an hour?
Me?
Who wants to listen to that? Who wants to listen to people go that like, you know?
Well, I wasn't going to moan this week, but it feels a bit moany.
I love it.
I mean, you did start with a big sort of, we were sort of crap, not good enough to win the game.
I don't know what to say, though. If I really enjoyed it and thought, oh, that...
You've got to be honest, but we've lost 7-0 other stages of the season, and it's sort of been a bit like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Look at me. I walked at Northampton. You never know what's Wednesday going to hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with you. Some results you go, nah, it's fine. And another result might affect you a bit more. Mm. I mean, the fact is, I don't think I thought about it after 10 minutes. I don't think I thought about the game 10 minutes afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think it would ever get bad enough to the point where I think we'd go down. Because if you think...
You said to me, when we played Derby, you said, that's it.
Yeah.
We're not strong enough, we're going down.
And you said, if we don't get a striker... We're going down.
Yeah, yeah. We don't get a striker. We probably will go down. But we are.
Derby,
get...
you said it, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, maybe
that was like 15 games ago.
Yeah.
But you don't like David saying it.
No, I don't.
Because he's Mr. Positive.
No, I haven't said anything about David saying it. That's like I said, you know, like when I say to everyone that comes on, everyone that listens.
Can I put this episode out? This is unbearable.
Football is like a game of opinions, very opinion based sport, and some people don't agree with other people's opinions. I didn't agree with David's opinion. I don't think.
But when you said it at Derby, I just let you say it.
Yeah, but at Derby we didn't have a shot on target. We had like 11.
How many shots? How many shots on target did you have?
I don't know. Maybe like one or two.
Yes,
but, maybe two.
But
three.
we were the more dominant side with the ball. We just couldn't create anything.
Okay, now we can't put this out. This is misery.
that is the realism of what is.
I only said it with a twinkle in my eye. If you'd seen me walking up the road, if you'd seen me WhatsApping, you would have gone, he's got a twinkle in his eye, that guy.
Mm. Never said that about anyone. Please. He's got a twinkle in his eye.
Look at Dale Winton.
He's twinkly as flip.
As fuck.
Yeah, sorry, as fuck, yeah.
Who the hell is Dale Winton?
No. Oh.
That's better. Now we're talking about Dale Winton. Now we can relax. Listen, John, I don't think we're going down. I'm a bit concerned. We're fine. I just left having sat through a fucking shite 0-0 game, -5. And had to walk 20 minutes up the hill. That's basically what was going on.
Yeah, but that's not... I'm not worried about you saying we're going down. Because, like, we could do. It's a possibility. I don't think we will. Obviously, I understand what everybody else feels like that as well. But I don't see it like that. So when I can't see something the way someone else sees it, it just...
I feel like you think I've turned into... Red Square.
No, I think you will. I think I've seen it before with other people. Where, like, for example, like mates of mine that will have gone before.
Not me.
I can see it personally. I can see you coming on here, two games to go, rest of the season going. I told you that, and that is not a position.
Do you know what the truth is? I sat there going, "Fucking hell, this is going to get nice and tasty over the next 10 games." I thought it's going to get very exciting. So that's how I was seeing it. I was like, this is very, very exciting.
See, we see it from very different perspectives. You see it from a point of like, the worse we do or the better we do is better for the pod, which is amazing, right?
No, that's not how I see it. I just see it as I don't do everything for the pod. No, I go, how is there going to be drama in the stadium when I watch it, whether there's a fucking pod or not?
More exciting spectacle, John, with more riding.
It's like
there.
The idea of a relegation battle. I don't want that.
Yeah, but I am
not thinking, is this good for the pod while I'm watching the game?
A little bit.
For me, the less spectacleism, if that's a shitting word, that happens, the better, because, you know, people's jobs are safe and people are happy and no one's under pressure, no one's having sleepless nights, no one's getting ill, that kind of stuff. So less spectacleism, please. Let's just do it safely. Let's just finish mid-table for the rest of our lives.
So was that, when I say we're going down, is that a little dig at everyone you know and whatnot? Does that feel like...
I don't understand why you're holding on to this "we're going down"
because
comment.
I know you're very, very upset with me. Whatever you say is very, very clear.
And I'm second to that.
No, I'm just not one. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I was like, okay, that's fine, cool. But it's just a bit like...
You weren't like, okay, that's fine, cool.
No. I said it how it is in the chat. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. But it's just, it's not what you want to hear when that is what's just happened.
You're allowed to say it.
Yeah.
What about me?
No, you're allowed to say it. I'm saying I just don't want to hear it. So to not hear it, I'll just switch off. If you don't want to hear something I've got to say, switch off. Turn your phone off. Go and have a glass of wine.
So you thought, I can't escape it because of the negativity in the stands, the negativity online.
No, I just can't
and now
go
I'm
anywhere now
chat.
Would it be a negative. All my mates here are like, Exeter City is shit. WhatsApp, Exeter City is shit. Twitter, Exeter City is shit. Facebook,
okay, right.
Exeter City is
now
shit.
Now we're doing it. I get it now. Okay.
So it's like where I'd go to have a sensible conversation.
Well, yeah, not me. You know,
I get it now.
No, but it's not like that. That shouldn't be a reason for you to not say it how it is.
You're fucking right. I'm going to say it how it is. It's the way I live my life.
Is it? I feel like you're a bit more like me, where you never say how it is. And you say it how other people want it to be.
That's how I say it, mate.
I know my dad always says I'm too bad the other way. I always say it how it is. If I think something, I say it. Like, and I'm not good at the whole, oh, he's not in a mood or he doesn't care. It's just like, well, I do care. I know other people that care way more than I do. I see how it affects people. It's not nice.
Okay, here we go. Next 10 games, we have a shocker and we really are going down. How are we going to navigate this pod? Do we just come on and go, oh, that was shit. Anyway, I've got a wart on my nutsack.
No.
Well, I told you that on a private Zoom call, actually, so I don't know why you're bringing that.
So how are we going to navigate these jobby walls?
No, you can say it, but like, what do you want? You're literally saying the exact thing that I'm doing. Like, I don't know how to word this, but like, you want me to come on and be all bubbly, but we've just, but that's what I'm being now. I'm just annoyed that we're not winning or that it's not going perfect. So I'm just being real. That's how we navigate it, just be real. But say what you think, whether it upsets somebody.
But you say
or not.
You don't want to talk about, you don't want to be feel negative and say negative things if you're feeling it. You don't want to bring it onto the pod.
No, 100% bring whatever, I'll bring whatever I want to bring onto the pod. Everyone brings, this is a platform to vent and do what you want and we've got a voice and, you know, all that stuff. But what I'm saying is, on the pod, I don't care. On the pod, I don't care.
Do you care about Ipswich?
Me?
Alfie?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it would affect Alfie like it affects me. I think
no,
Alfie
I don't,
might be better.
I don't have any people behind the scenes that I'm
No, but
like,
it's not just that. It's that's a part of it, but it's also like Exeter City is the most important thing in my life, whether people think that's funny or not. I don't want to lose that. Like, you know, I'd never want to not feel that way. Like whether you can tell or not, I love feeling the way I feel now because it shows, you know, like you're in tune with your emotions. It shows you care. It's a good thing to care. But like, I don't...
Never too high, never too low.
Yeah. But like, that's more of a podcast like front type thing. Like, why? I'm not going to come on and get like absolutely buzzing that we've beat Cambridge. I'm also not going to come here and be like, oh, it's the end of the world that we beat him. But like, you know, you do what you want to do.
So how are you feeling off the back of the 0-0 against Cambridge? Truthfully, were you like, oh, fuck?
No, I wasn't worried. At no point in the game did I think, oh, shit.
So you're not worried that if Cheltenham win their game in hand, we're bottom three?
No, because there's still so many games to play. Yeah.
All right. You can't be any closer to the bottom of the league, so you're not worried. That's all right. So I'm just wondering how you're feeling. Because the way I look at it, because I haven't got anyone involved in the club, I'm like, we'll go down to League Two, fine, we'll have some nice games down there, probably come back up again.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know that it affects people close to you. And
yeah.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. It's just always like this. Whenever we were struggling in League Two, it's the same. Like, it just does affect every aspect of your life. It's especially when, like, I always say to my dad, like, I wish I couldn't care. I wish I could just go switch it off.
Mm. It used to ruin my weekend. I've sort of lost that a little bit. It pisses me off for an hour. Yeah. And then I just back to life. But
I wouldn't want to lose. Like, I get asked all the time by my mates, like, that who can just sort of do the same thing, and they're like, oh, you know, lost, whatever, right, bang, let's go do something else. But I don't think I would ever like trade that feeling of like shit, because then if you start losing that, you start losing the other side, which is like what it's like to be quite like a class team and like go up and go down and that kind of stuff. It's all just part and parcel, but I am not good at just being like, oh, fine, don't care about your day, just like I'll just sit in a rutty mood until it fixes itself,
till the next pod.
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely, say if we lose 5-0 against Bristol, are we doing a pod or are we going, let's not bother?
That's not my call. I'd do one. I'm never going to do a pod because of how we're doing things. No, you shouldn't shy away from responsibilities.
Alfie?
I mean, I'd love to do one.
I mean, I would as well. We won't lose 5-0. We're going to win 2-0.
See, I've started really like checking Exeter's results because I don't want. I'm like, fucking hell, John's going to be so upset. Like, because I worry about you, John. I've started really investing into the results.
Don't worry about me. And that goes for any listeners. I really appreciate the concern. I'm 100% completely sound. It's just, I probably care way too much, like, about something that I shouldn't.
Because you've shown us how it affects people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It makes me go, fucking hell. Really want Exeter to win this weekend for everybody.
But yeah, but that's again, like, you know, that happens. You know, you can't think a certain way because of the way it affects other people. You're, you know, your own person. I think everyone is fully aware that it's not good enough. Like, we needed to play better, but be a bit more inspiring yesterday, maybe is the word. Like, we just sort, yeah, I think, you know what it is, right? I'll be honest. I think the thing that annoys me is that I sort of agree with David's point in the sense that, like, we should be able to offer more with what we have, I think. And maybe, you know, don't know.
So it struck a nerve a bit, maybe.
No, I don't. I didn't strike a nerve.
Hey,
I don't like this.
I love short corners. I ain't got a problem with a short corner. But please, 1 in 10, just knock it in there. Let's see what happens.
But it's just, I mean, who are you knocking it into?
You've got a guy that's amazing.
Try it. Just one. Just once. Yeah. Please.
Who's your set piece? Who's your set piece taker? He's brilliant.
Please, I guess you are. Reece Cole.
Reece Cole,
I guess you're right in that regard. Like, it's not working from short corners, so might as well.
Did you see what happened? Fuck, did you see what happened at the final corner we had? It was horrible.
No.
So yeah, but I mean, Gary came out and said, like, you know, the short corners were a decision that the players...
Let me tell Alfie.
Yeah, go on.
Like, our final corner, it was like the last two or three. And I'll be honest with you, I was feeling it as well, because, like, please, we just want to fucking score.
Mm.
And every time we went for a short corner... The big bank were getting more and more tense.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And then the last couple of times, there were a couple of blokes leaning over the advertising, just shouting at Piers Sweeney. It was horrible.
Yeah, he gave some back as well, Piers.
Mm. At what point does a player...
Yeah, he said something back as well.
He's getting fucking sick of it, from what I've seen. He is getting... And I don't blame him, to be honest, because to stand there and get abuse every week, you would just turn around and go, oh, fuck off.
Honestly.
So at what point does a senior player need to go, we're swinging this one in?
But they don't, but they know it's not... They play with each other every week. They obviously know so they're not affected.
Yeah, so they know better. Even just to please the big bank, would they not just swing one in?
No, but that's... No, you don't do things to please other people. You should stick to your own game.
John, there must be a bit of you go, yeah, try it once.
No, the only reason I don't think that is because the most successful team of corners in the whole division has crossed one in 14 months or something stupid.
Yeah, but who's that?
Notts County.
Yeah, Notts County. Yeah, but they probably drill that. Do you know what I mean? Like, they...
We probably drill it. It's just we just might not have the players to execute every
time.
Do
it, and then we just force back, and then we're like, oh, now we're back on the halfway line. Oh, fucking hell, we're passing it back to our goalie.
But like that could happen from a corner that comes into the box.
But at least it's gone in. At least it's been swung in. You're giving yourself a chance.
See, that's a really weird like perspective on corners. I think like, oh, at least we whipped it in. Like I don't really.
You're giving yourself a chance. Like if you're getting pinned back,
you're not
every
though.
Time,
like, what is it? One in 67 corners going.
So you got how many going? How many are scored from?
Your well, own until key, the ball goes out of play, it's still a, until the ball goes out of play, it's still a corner.
So if it's not, if you do it 9 or 10 times in a game, you don't think let's try something different.
No, I would give that decision making down to the players. That's completely there.
But there wasn't a bit of you yesterday going, oh, fuck, they're doing a game.
No, I heard the commentator, I heard Kirky sort of say that the ground was building in frustration at the short corners, but...
Oh, it's horrible.
I never watch... This is my problem. I never watch a game and get frustrated at certain things that happen all the time. I think if anything, that's a sign of, like, them being drilled and sort of, like, they know what they're doing, they trust themselves.
Yeah.
I'd be more worried if they were, like, mixing and matching and didn't know what to do and this, that, the other. Like, at least they're trusting themselves.
I think if there's a growing frustration in the ground and it's psychologically, if you're trying it for the eighth time and it's failed the first seven, it's not going to work the eighth time. So you might as well try something different. That's what I'd say.
Okay. Yeah,
I remember, like, Ipswich used to have Carlos Edwards on long throws. And I remember after a while, if they weren't working, it was like, just fucking throw it short. And then even if it doesn't work, you're like, well, I've tried something different.
So with Cambridge yesterday, long throws into the box or just constantly doing it, are they tactically unaware?
I think they're tactically aware. Because their managers told them to.
Yeah,
their
managers are you saying that's bad managerial?
No, that's good. They're set up in a way that they understand what the game... Every
but why
time
would
the
manager
play,
be doing that if statistically you well, don't score?
Well, a long throw is different to a corner, I would say, because...
I think they're corners, they stuck them in.
Yeah, but I guess that's just a difference in footballing philosophy.
Mm.
Cambridge have notoriously had like big players through the years, like Dion Dublin, for example, just...
Mm.
Big player, good strike.
I sympathise with you a bit, John, because sometimes at Portman Road, Ipswich play out from the back and sometimes it can look a bit hairy and the crowd starts to get on the team's back for not hoofing it long. But I think that frustrates me because I'm like, well, no, they're drilled in playing it out from the back and it works time and time again. So I do know what you mean. Like, I think sometimes football fans do just want the most simple... They're equating it to sort of Sunday league, aren't they? Like, just hoof it in.
Yeah, I think, and completely understandably, I think people think, oh, the ball's in the box. Like, we've got a chance to score. But like,
but then even I would be a bit like that after bloody 10 corners not working. I'd be like, just fucking get
that's
it in
all.
The box.
That's all, just 10 corners. That's when I was like, oh, fuck it now.
But then the other side of that is we've worked ourselves into positions to get corners. You know, like, we're creating something. Maybe it's not a guaranteed goal scoring opportunity, but we had it's 10 corners. How many? We had a lot of corners yesterday, enough to the point where people were noticeably being frustrated by what we were trying to do. Mm. So like we must have been in that third and a lot of the time and creating stuff and
not really. I mean, I know what you're saying, but it never felt like I really didn't. I mean, Sonny Cox was a chance, but that would have been a really good header, I think. And the back post, yeah, but we nothing else was.
Tom Carroll had his chance just inside the box that on another day he'd probably score. Sort of lifted it over the bar on his strong foot.
Yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong. I understand always people's frustrations. I can obviously see those frustrations, but I just can't resonate with them because I'm not frustrated by those things. Same way as I don't clap things that other people clap. Because I see it from a completely different perspective.
So the way we play, you won't ever get frustrated by the way we play.
No, I get frustrated sometimes with the way we. I get frustrated with where maybe some players are headspace wise because at the. And I know we always refer to the start of the season, it's boring, but I'm going to do it anyway. At the start of the season, these players, it's the little mistakes that annoy me. You know, when we're like, it's a 5-yard pass and someone's misplaced it. Those kind of things annoy me. Nothing bigger picture really annoys me. Like the way we play is the way we play. We've got a manager that wants to play that way. But I can't, in my head, I can't really see it. I wouldn't want a manager to change his philosophy. Because it's not going for him right now, but it's the little mistakes where, like, you know, I think I noticed Alex Hartridge a couple of times, checked the Abate yesterday, just like simple passes that would help us progress up the pitch that they're not backing themselves to do when they're obviously good enough footballers to do them. Because, I mean, Alex's distribution at the start of this season was actually very good. I remember there's a couple of times at Burton and. Where his balls down the line were perfectly weighted for Demi Mitchell and things like that.
He's got lovely weighted balls.
But in recent games, his distribution has been maybe off key.
So psychological, isn't it, football?
Yeah, and I feel maybe, I don't know, this is by the way, this is not inside knowledge or anything at all. I feel as though the players feel like they've already lost before they've stepped on the pitch, like in terms of like, you do one mistake, even if it's 1 minute in, that everyone's on your back. And it's a bit like you're fighting two battles. You're not just fighting the battle of, right, it's 11v11 and we've got to win this game. You're also fighting... At the moment, would you say there's a home advantage? Was the atmosphere fantastic yesterday? Would you say that the players were buzzing to be at home?
Going on the people around me, I feel like they're always behind the players until, you know, and then there's just, as the time goes on, there's a creeping frustration, but they're always behind the players.
Yeah, but there's this problem, you can sense that, you know, like in a big group of people.
How do you change that though, John, when you've scored 18 in 93 games?
Yeah, I think every fan base is pretty much as fickle as each other as well.
Yeah, but like, there's a reason why when you're playing well and everyone's bouncing, like everyone's on the same page, you do really well. And then there's also a reason why when the shit hits the fan and everyone gets on edge, it seems harder to get off that course.
I think you're right. I don't think the players will be buzzing to play at home.
In fact, I can pretty much guarantee not a single one of those players will be looking forward to any single home fixture for the rest of the season. I feel like the players are fighting two battles at a time, which is not ideal. Like, I think some players are really good at shutting it out. I think, like, for example, from a player that strikes me that is really good at shutting it out is Tom Carroll, sort of just doesn't change.
He's played on the big stage, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I guess that might be why. But I mean, he just doesn't look ever fazed by what the crowd's mood. He's always going to be calm. He's always going to turn on the ball. He's always going to look for the same passages of play, whatever. But then I look at other players and you can just see, and I'm not going to name names, but you can just see they're absolutely petrified to try something that might split a defence open or might get us in behind because they know the margin for error is large in terms of it might be a big diagonal pass or it might be an eye the needle ball, and the when you weigh it up in your head, is giving the ball away worth it to get just booed or like moaned or groaned?
Can
I say it's nice to have you back, John?
Yeah,
I was never not here.
No, I really feel here, like you've
but
got
the
your
real
pal
John,
back.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Who the fuck was that?
Now we've got the real John back.
Who was that guy?
I guess I have to be careful what I say because I don't want to say anything that makes me sound like I'm in the know. Like, everything I say is always my opinion. If I was a player, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Piers Sweeney, who's got a captain this side week in, week out, and knows that the second any player makes a mistake, bang, it's all going to turn. And the fact that every time, you know, every, you know, a large majority of the fans now walking into the stadium every single week are already in the mindset of Gary out, don't believe in his tactics, like, can't bet.
Do you think that? Because I don't get that around me. I don't get that vibe.
I guess in little pockets and stuff, it might be okay. But I think a large majority of the fan base are now in the sort of like, God, it's going to be bad today. Which is like, you know, you're told as a kid a lot, like, you know, when you, I think that, like, what I would describe it as is, you know, when you're a kid and you're playing football and you know you're going to go and play against the better side and everyone's already turned up and you've lost. You're just there to get it over and done with. I feel like that's the kind of, like, you know, attitude is everything. What's the point in going if you don't think you've got a chance or hope or try and get behind people?
I think everyone goes with, well, I do anyway. I always think we're going to win. 4-1 after 7 minutes yesterday.
Not even necessarily thinking we've got to win. I wouldn't want anyone to go and think we're going to win, da da da. But just, okay, understand it's going to be a tough rest of the season.
Win 5-0 for once, please.
Yeah, if only it was that easy.
I thought we were going to do it yesterday.
They weren't. I didn't think at any point we were going to like batter Cambridge.
I like Taylor up front. He's a bastard. He's an absolute bastard.
But then, did he cause us many problems?
Like, he didn't. And actually, I thought he was a bit slow. Didn't think he was that quick, but he was a bastard on
like,
the ball.
The commentators summed it up perfectly, I think. I think it was Kirky said it. He said, like, when at one point in the first half, or maybe early in the second half, they sort of just started talking about the fact that he was a model as well as a footballer. And like,
is he a model?
Yeah.
We found the episode hook.
He'd done some modelling of some description, and it's like, you know, when a striker is having such a bad performance that they've got to bring up their like modelling career.
I didn't think. I thought he was a nuisance personally.
Is he? No, okay, maybe not. Maybe he wasn't crap. But
well, I had no idea he was so nice to look at.
Is he nice to look at?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good looking lad.
What's his name?
Lyle Taylor.
Flipping out, and his hair, he's had pink hair, blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he didn't have a crap game. I can't really think off the top of my head how he played, but like, you know, I think it says a lot about
the
commentator.
He was really strong, and he reminded me of a more experienced Lee Angle.
Ooh.
The angle grinder.
Yeah, he's played at a good level.
He is stunning.
May I say, Harry Cardwell, absolutely beautiful.
Really?
And if we buy him, the shirts will be flying off the shelves.
Harry, I haven't looked at this guy close up. Hello, that guy's flipping hell. Okay.
To the point where I don't want to bring my wife to the game.
No. He looks like...
Let's get him in, boys and girls.
Oh. He's the best looking man I've ever seen.
Yeah, and he can play football.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't have them both. You can't be good looking and be good at football.
God, that's annoying. Oh, his hair is beautiful, long hair.
Yeah.
Oh, he's ripped as anything as well, of course. Fucking hell.
Imagine getting him in. He could score no goals in 50. No one would give a shit.
I really fear for whoever the club brings in. I really do. So, so worried.
Oh, yeah, they'll turn on him in three games.
If he don't score early door. Like, I mean, I've already seen people. I think we were linked to Frank Nublé's brother. And, like, he hadn't scored in this season. Everyone was all... He hasn't even signed. And he's not even... I don't even know if it's a true rumour. I just saw it on Devon Live. And he's already being told he's shit. I would not join Exeter City right now as a footballer. I don't get it.
Did you see who the top comment was? One of the top comments under the latest? Under when Exeter tweeted 0-0? Who should they bring in as a striker? Me.
Let's bring you in.
It's going around.
How do you think you'd cope?
I think I would have a nervous breakdown and cry on the pitch. After the first about 10 seconds.
I'd love a stint. I mean, I'd be awful, but I'd love a little stint.
Well, you've unplugged.
You've unplugged your mic.
Have a stint.
I promise you I'd run my fucking socks off.
Oh, yeah, you'd get a lot of respect.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't get any respect because you wouldn't score goals.
How do you know?
Exactly. To be fair, I actually don't know for facts, but like if you don't score in the first 10 seconds of your debut, you're going to have people in the back.
I'll be fine then.
Score two in the first 10
seconds. John, if we bring on a forward and you see him work his socks off,
yeah,
the crowd will be on his side.
Yeah, maybe. I think the reason why people gravitate towards Sonny Cox so much because he's one of our own. And he does work extremely hard, don't get me wrong, and he's been great. Like, he's done.
And he's a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are kids, to be fair.
He's a proper kid.
Yeah, he's a child.
How old is he?
19, maybe.
He's a teen. He's a tweenie.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, I wouldn't, if I was a footballer, right, and this, I'll probably get some pelts for saying this, and I was a prolific striker in non-league, I wouldn't go near us. Just because it's so much pressure to perform. I mean, some players will buzz off that and thrive off that and will want to come for that, but I just wouldn't, I just can't see why anyone would.
Do you think Gary would take you seriously if you text him?
Well, it depends what I take. If I told him to sign me, then he probably would just open it in.
No, not sign me. Just say, look, I really want to give it my all for you for the last quarter of the season.
Mm.
I promise you I worked my socks off. I'm not brilliant, but I've got a bit about me and I've got a bit of pace and I scored two on Sunday in a 4-2.
He'd say, well, you're losing in the second tier of Stockport division. Why would I bring you in?
Because I'm not the one making all the errors in the defence. I'm the one creating the chances.
Yeah, I was feeding off scraps today. It's ridiculous. No, I'm joking.
Is there any chance you'd get signed up out of the blue?
No.
Is there any chance that he would let me come and train with the boys and just see what I've got to offer?
A trial? A summer trial?
I don't know. That's not Gary's job. That's probably more Marcus.
Marcus?
Marcus, if you're listening, get me and Alfie in on trial.
Are you that good, Alfie?
No. No, I am. Not.
Or am I?
Well,
I think I'd be the same as Alfie. I would not stop running.
I would work my socks off, and I would also...
Have we really come to this
point? I wouldn't care if they killed me out there, those big centre-backs. I'd put my face on the line. I'd die for the club. How about that, Marcus?
Tell you what, Cole and Digby. Is it Digby?
Yeah.
They were rearing up at one another. Yes, yeah, they did. I love that. Oh, diggers.
He's horrible, isn't he? He looks so scary to play against.
Yeah. Been there, done it. What do you want to know?
That's about it, really.
What's he played done over the year? Yeah. Do you reckon he's had some real fights over the years?
He looks like he should have done. But maybe he's a lovely guy.
I fucking hate to play against him.
I reckon he'd be like, what if you were like really tricky and nimble, he'd be like lovely to play against. So you could like, he'd leave a few on you. You'd skip past him a couple of times. You'd have a rings
around the lanky sod. And I'd have words with him as well.
Let's not say that because he is massive and he will beat us all up.
He's not coming near me, mate. Trust me. Try it, diggers, if you're listening.
Why are we calling him diggers?
You don't respect him.
Six.
Enough.
He's 6'4".
Yeah, that's grim.
He's your age, Alfie.
Is he?
Yeah.
God,
I'd love to play against him.
You said you'd hate to play against him.
Well, I changed my mind.
Do you know what I would? I'd love to play with him. I bet you he's a brilliant person to have on your team.
Yeah.
I'd slide my hand down his shorts so yank his todger so hard while the referee wasn't watching.
Oh, yeah.
That he'd squeal in pain and we'd go and score.
And it'd be red raw.
We're not condoning that behaviour on the pod, by the way, if anyone's listening.
I wouldn't diggers.
I was playing once and someone did that to the striker, but up the bottom.
And the referee stuck their finger up their bum.
Yeah.
All day today, I was playing up front, and I was getting I was getting pinched and stuff while getting pinned and like
I love it.
Like, no, like in the ribs and like on the arm.
I remember playing a team on the Sunday and their defender said I got a knife down my sock.
What?
Yeah.
That's more dangerous for him than anyone else.
Cut your leg.
Yeah. Got a little knife down my sock.
That's horrible, that.
What did you say? All right.
All right, I got a spoon up my arse.
Some guy called me a soft southern shite today.
Sorry?
Some guy called me a soft southern shite.
Oh, dear. It's not nice. What, at your uni? Don't you all go to the same uni?
No, we're playing... So this is Sunday league. Oh, the campus league. Oh, we've...
You know what? It's good to be back. Just thinking ahead in the pod and victories and losses and whatnot. It's going to be all right, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Don't know, I'm a bit scared. This is a lovely moment in the pod story. It's just like that. But we'll be all right, won't we? We'll be all right.
Lovely moment. I wouldn't describe it as lovely, but yeah.
God, I've been all over XWeb checking it multiple times a day.
I think the point where I lost my mind, like I think, was Blackpool away. I felt really uncomfortable in the away end at Blackpool away. Like I just didn't. Yeah, it was really quite horrible.
Was that the one you went
people
to?
People welcoming. They were all right with you, weren't they, John?
Yeah, but like I was sat next to, I won't say who it was, but I was sat next to a director and like everybody behind us was like just chanting sack the board and I'm just sort of sat there like, oh, this is not pleasant.
Well, Ellis went there and he said he was just could not understand the negativity at the end of the game.
So looking ahead, John.
Yep.
Matt Taylor's Bristol on Tuesday.
Yep. Tune into BBC Radio Devon.
John's on the radio.
Yep.
Are they good? Do you know my fear, John? This is my fear. We go 1-0 down and our fans start going, Matty Taylor is the best. Oh, oh, oh. Matty Taylor is the best. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, I think even before going 1-0 down, there'll be, we've got Super Matty Taylor.
That's how it goes.
Ole, 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 ole. Ale, ale. I don't know how many times you have to say it.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of negativity at the game on Tuesday. That's going to be a tough one to manoeuvre.
How's Gary going to feel when he shakes Matt's hand? He must fucking hate him.
No.
If I was Gary, I'd hate him.
I love Gary.
I do.
I love Gary. I love Gary.
Gary. I love Gary. Come on, John.
You said his team was crap on the weekend.
I'm allowed to say I was frustrated. I'm not going to go, worship at the... Come on. I thought I was frustrated with it. Still love Gary. Still love my boys.
Doesn't seem that way.
Well, what about you at Derby?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, thank you.
Stumped.
Get out.
Let's not go back there. It's been positive.
I'm absolutely terrified about the game on Tuesday. I'm just like, I'm sick to... I feel actually genuinely sick about going.
Don't be. We're going to win.
No, I don't... Not about the result. I just do not want to be there. I don't want to watch...
Are you actually there?
Yes. What? How would I do the radio?
I don't know. Sometimes they phone it in. I don't know what it is.
You're in the studio.
Yeah, and I'm going home for the week, for the rest of the week.
Were you saying that? That would scare me going.
I'm not scared. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch my team play football. I don't want to be there. I know it's going to be horrible. Like it's the worst thought. I do not want to be, and I'll say this. On record, I do not want to go. I want to work. That's not the bit that's putting me off. That's probably the bit that's making me want to go, to be honest. The fact that I get to work and try and hopefully not spin it, but
manipulate people.
Try and be a little bit more
balanced.
balanced.
Supportive and balanced.
Yeah. Mm. But the actual thought of being in that away end is... And like,
yeah, but John, what if you win? Be one of the best days of the year.
No. I just don't think there's any... I don't think there's any coming back. Like, I think people have gone... Like, people are really, really upset.
Well, if we stay up, it'd be fine.
No.
Clean slate next season.
If we stay up, just about, there'll still be people that aren't...
Nah,
happy.
People forget, trust me. New season.
Trust me, I've been at Exeter City under
Paul
Tisdale.
Trust me, I'm saying they'll be bloody fine. Okay?
Okay.
Thank yeah. you.
So, yeah. Thanks, James Vickery, for the opportunity once again. Very kind of you.
Even though you don't want to be there. You can't think of anything
worse. That's the only reason I want to be there. If you listen to what I say. Don't put words in my mouth. Thank you.
I just hope
so you're
say...
on iFollow, John, Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're
honestly,
on iFollow?
Yeah. I get so fucking excited when they're playing on iFollow, but you're also commentating.
John, are you on iFollow?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to buy it.
Oh, it's such a lovely evening.
Can you shout us out, John? I'd be really... No, John, I would be so happy if you did that. Just like... No. It would literally just be...
Andy Goldstein gave me a shout out on Talk Sport.
It's a bit more laid back, and it relaxed.
No, but John, you can literally just be... If Exeter score, you could literally be like, Alfie and David will love that.
Yeah. Who's Alfie and David? Oh, don't worry. That's a great goal. Da, da, da.
You know.
No, I'm not doing it.
Ask that, they know.
No.
Can you go maybe something like, Alfie, hope you enjoyed that if you're watching at home?
Or slip it in like, is Alfie alive, isn't he?
That's good.
Someone tries a shot for 35 years. He's Alfie and laugh, isn't he?
He's Alfie.
I'm not mentioning.
He's Alfie and laugh, isn't he, James? Pardon? He's having a laugh, isn't he, James? Yeah.
You don't speak to the producer in the studio when you're on. You're speaking to the audience. But no, I'm not mentioning.
What, can you go, it's half time? I mean, it's half time.
That's good. It's half time.
What is this? What? Can we get as many Alfie? That doesn't even satisfy David, so I'll have to get another one.
Oh, please, John, I'll do anything.
If they've got a player called Earl, because there's some in League Two. If they've got like an Earl playing in their squad, and I'll do my research before Tuesday. I'll
Josh
be like,
Earl? Josh
yeah,
Earl.
Does he play for Bristol Rovers?
No, but you can say they'd do with Josh Earl here at the moment.
No, if that is the case, I'll sort of say, oh, and Josh Earl. Smash that one over the bar. I work with his namesake. Bang, there you go.
Yes!
That's not fair. Because there's not going to be any bloody injuries playing, is there?
Well, maybe you should have picked a better surname, mate.
Oh, he's had an injury.
Right, there we go, John. Brilliant. Thank you, John. Easy.
Injury
time. You're going to have injury time.
Please, John. No, because there's going
to say injury. Please, 6 minutes injury time.
I'm not bloody...
No, because a lot of people are going to buy the iFollow, which is good for the club. They're going to buy the iFollow to hear you say injury time.
Actually, I think Bristol Rovers get a lot of it because it's their ground.
All right.
Their home game.
More eyes on the club. Injury time.
Time's easy.
No one's going to buy iFollow just to hear me say injury time. That's actually quite hard to say. No one will even notice.
Do it really subtly now. Let's practice. Injury time.
Okay, so how would it go? It'd be more like...
Oh, they put the board up, John.
David, I like that. That's thinking on your feet. That's fast. Come on, do it again.
Oh, well, the board's gone up, John.
Yeah, 4 minutes of injury time.
Perfect. Yay! Please, mate, please, John, please.
No, I'm not doing that.
Please, because I'm actually going to buy it. And if you don't, I'll be...
Yeah, and then it'll be Alfie time. Half time.
Alfie time. Yeah.
What is it? Just all your name-related time puns.
Exactly. Oh, John, think of me at home on a Tuesday. I'm
chilling. I'll think of you. I'll think of you going, where the hell is he in a warm bed?
It's not warm. It's not warm.
2-0, Exeter.
Oh, no.
No, who's being negative now?
No, it's going to be... I think 1-1 is a realistic score. Or 0-0.
I think Gary's going to be so fired up. 3-1.
Oh, God, it's going to be fucking... Oh, it's fucking going to fucking go on there, Gary.
And he'll say something in the interview like, grass is always greener. Glastonbury good.
Well, they're like ninth or whatever, and we're 21st or 20th. So yeah,
still couldn't beat me though, could he? That's what you say.
Yeah, maybe. Only time will tell.
Fuck! I really want Exeter to win. I'm actually.
I like Matt Taylor. He's lovely.
Oh, shove it up his ass. He's the enemy.
Oh,
his parents are lovely as well. If you're listening, Matt, his parents, you're lovely individuals who I'm very fond of, and have always been very kind to me. So,
all right. Well, I apologise for the arse thing.
Shake.
Yeah, that'd be amicable, wouldn't it? Be nice.
No,
a mutual respect for one another.
Two all drawn.
No, win.
Well, that'd be ideal, Alfie. Yeah, but we can't win to save our rotting bottoms at the moment.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, John. Fucking
that's
hell.
So frustrating.
This started with Jesus Christ. I fucking say for shit on Saturday, we might be going down and you can... Oh, fucking hell. No, fucking hell.
Rodding bottoms.
Right, that is where we're leaving it. On that bombshell. Oh, there's me
no,
going.
No, because you're just being fake optimistic.
No, we can't win. I'll say what fucking. No, because I think Gary will get
just
them going.
Just be real.
Their
just
engines
just up, tune into how you feel.
Ticky-tacky.
You don't feel that. What the hell has really made you think that?